For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The coronavirus continues to alter practically every aspect of life and work in South Carolina and the nation. The isolation of working from home for some, or unemployment for others, or a range of effects from inconveniences to major traumas can have potentially catastrophic results for some. This concern has the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention on alert. According to Foundation Board Chair Chris Allen, the virus also has affected the activities of the foundation itself.
For instance, we have 8 walks around the state each year, and so those walks could not be held in person, so we had to turn them into virtual walks. So instead of having an in-person walk, we had experiences, and we spend time one with another and talk about the experiences that we've had around suicide, suicide survival, coping with the loss of suicide.
It's too early to tell if COVID has or will affect the rate of suicides, Allen said, but
one of the indicators is obviously stress, and people are under a great deal of stress, especially if they lost their job during COVID. So the risk factors have definitely gone up. Stress, job loss, health of themselves or their family members or friends, not being able to go to work. Some people do not do well doing telework. Students not being able to go to school and being able to interact socially.
AFSP South Carolina Area Director John Charta named some of the signs that family and friends of a potentially suicidal person can look for.
Talk, behavior, and mood. Sometimes they'll be straightforward and talk about ending their lives. They'll talk about feeling trapped. They'll talk about being in unbearable pain. With behavior, you might see some issues with sleep. You might see them acting recklessly. You might see them giving away possessions. And then mood, you know, depression, apathy, rage. Again, if you suspect, just come out and say, are you thinking about suicide? It's awkward, but if it saves a life, it's going to be worth it.
Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in South Carolina, Charta said. He listed some of the primary causes of suicide.
We have 3 categories of risk factors associated with suicide. Health factors, which include depression, bipolar disorder, personality disorders, PTSD, substance abuse disorders, all that. We also have environmental factors, access to lethal means, and then also historical factors, a family history of suicide, a family history of mental health conditions, childhood abuse. A myriad of things can contribute to suicide.
Allen said the indicators of suicide could be exacerbated by the effects of COVID on people.
The effects from COVID could be anywhere from loneliness, they're home, they're alone. If they are sick themselves, that's a contributing factor. If they have loved ones that are sick, if they have loved ones that have died, that's a contributing factor. So there's many things that in this COVID year has contributed to the mental strain of our society as a whole.
Charta stressed the importance of talking with friends or relatives who may be contemplating suicide.
Have a real conversation. Half the time, people just want to talk. You know, they just need to get something off their chest. Don't be afraid, you know, to ask someone directly about suicide. Not going to put the thought in their head more often than not. You're going to bring it out so that they'll admit it and they'll start talking about it. It's when people hold things in that starts to get dangerous.
Suicide can be like an iceberg, Charta said. Although one life crisis can seem to cause a suicide, it's like the tip of the iceberg hiding a larger base underneath the surface. Both men said that suicide can be reduced if people at risk have hope that, COVID or not, things can get better. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.